Talk Radio 630 KHOW and discussing Rocky Mountain gun owners and their opposition to a repeal, or not a repeal, a changing of the 15-round magazine ban to a 30-round magazine ban. And the head of Rocky Mountain gun owners, Dudley Brown, has called in this morning. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Andy. I had a friend text me and tell me you were talking about what we were doing, and I was available, so I figured I'd call in.
Well, and Dudley, I want to be clear about this. I don't necessarily have an opinion about your organization. I've heard very good things from some people. I've heard not so good things about other people. I've not had time to delve in, but I do want to say this. I'm looking at this situation that we're talking about now, where we have the potential existed to take that magazine. Go ahead.
No, we didn't have that potential, Mandy. That's the point. Now, this is year 22 for me lobbying guns, and so I think I have a fair amount of knowledge of how the legislature works, though I will confess I'm not the one necessarily doing it in the legislature personally right now. My duties are largely on a national basis. But let me be clear. We ask very clear questions of candidates for office when we run. We think gun owners need to know and hear directly what politicians are going to do when they get elected. And that's, we think they're owed that.
Sure.
By politicians. And some, and especially some of the surrender monkeys who are whining right now about this issue and telling us to compromise, are always very upset by the fact that we ask candidates specific questions, and we don't trust people who won't answer us. They might lie to us, but if they won't answer us, Darwell can't trust them. And one of the questions we ask is, will you vote against bans on magazine capacity? Will you vote against it? And, of course, after the 2013 session, we also asked the question, will you vote to repeal those? Well, so many of a large majority of the Republican caucus, both the House and the Senate, who are now existing legislators, have answered that survey and said, I will vote against every limitation of magazines, and I will vote for repeals, okay? And those people, in all consciousness, can't vote to accept a 31-round ban. It's an arbitrary number. We all know it is. In fact, those are the arguments we made when we opposed it in the first place.
So why take out Dave Koppel? Why go after him?
I don't want to go into personalities on a public format. Dave Koppel is a wonderful writer. On strategy, he's horrid. Dave Koppel is actually a Democrat. He has always advocated for compromise at every single turn. Every time we've ever had a gun bill in Colorado, he always advocated for compromise. And in fact, Dave Koppel is the one who fixed the Democrats' mag ban so that it did not include shotguns. He showed Senator Mary Hodge how to do it mechanically, probably being the one who enabled it to pass. Now, I have no qualms about being honest in politics. I don't want it to be about personality. I want it to be about principle and strategy. But in all honesty, we just simply don't agree with Dave Koppel and never have. And for that matter, at the Independence Institute, none of whom got these legislators into office. It's our organization and our PAC that spent the money to elect the legislature and take the Senate from the Democrats. We were the biggest funders of the Republican candidates in the last election, far bigger than the NRA. And let me be clear. I don't know if this is you could ask them, but my understanding is the NRA even opposes this compromise. Now, if the NRA opposes a compromise because it's too squishy on the gun issue, that pretty much means it's as far left as it can be, because the NRA usually buys into every compromise. And in this case, my understanding is they opposed it too. Look, there aren't the votes to pass a 31-round ban, the repeal of the 30 ban to make it 31.
But they're not the votes for repeal unless the Republicans take the House and the governor's mansion, neither of which are assured.
That's right. They're not the votes for the repeal, and they're not the vote for a full repeal, and they're not the votes to pass a 31-run ban either, because principled conservatives will not vote for that. And left-wing Democrats won't vote for that either, because they don't want to remove the ban on 30-round magazines. Now, to those people who say, wait a minute, I want to be able to buy my 30-round magazine, I say, shut your pie hole and go buy them. There are many retailers who sell them right now. They ignore the law. God bless you for doing so. And in many cases, your district attorney and your sheriff won't be involved in any cases against you anyway. Now, a little different for the city of Denver, clearly. But most sheriffs won't be involved in filing charges, and many of the DAs won't do it either. So in practicality, you can own a 30-round magazine in Colorado. I'm not advocating for that ban being in effect. I'm saying for those people who just want a practical way to buy a 30-round magazine in Colorado, I say go buy one.
So basically you just say just go break the law. I mean, I want to be clear about what you're saying. You're saying go break the law.
First of all, I say the law is unconstitutional.
But see, that's not the point here. What you're saying is go break the law. It doesn't matter if the law is unconstitutional for the purpose of this conversation.
I'm saying
go break the law.
If there are, I'm saying do what you want. But the fact is, the ban really, it's like jaywalking. There really is no ban right now. It's largely a ban on some of the businesses who manufacture and didn't want to be here anyway. But in terms of political strategy, Andy, this is such an incredibly silly idea. Understand that this idea was floated by one person, Joe Rape Whistle Salazar. And that's who John Caldera and Dave Kopel are taking their lead from.
Now, Dudley, here's the thing. You just said earlier you don't want to make this about personalities, but the Facebook post by Rocky Mountain Gun Owner says, does Michael Bloomberg have a sleeper cell in Colorado? All of a sudden, Dave Kopel is fighting as hard as he can to save the magazine ban. Maybe it's because he's a lifelong registered Democrat and a Ralph Nader voter. So that hardly sounds like you're arguing the issue. It sounds like a personal attack.
Well, the reason that was a response. So we didn't start this.
We didn't start it as not a mature response.
Battle, Mandy, but I can guarantee you we're ending it. If you agree with the people who say compromise at every turn.
That's an assertion that is not also accurate. The assertion here from my perspective is if you can get the camel under the nose of the tent on this issue and you say, look, we repealed this back to 30 and nothing bad happened, which is my expectation. So, as a legally, a law-abiding citizen who owns a firearm and defends the rights of people to own a firearm, I think that there are strategic ways to go about something that make it more palatable for people who otherwise would be opposed to it at this juncture.
Well, look at it this way. I understand that from our position, no one called us and said, hey, I got an idea. Let's talk about this strategy. John Caldera didn't call our office and say, hey, I want to talk about this strategy. And in fact, I don't know who else he may have called, but he didn't call us and say, we want to just have a discussion. No legislator who's on our side came to it. Joe Salazar is the one who came to it, and he's doing it to save his hide. He barely won re-election this year against a weak and under non-funded candidate. He's toast next time if he gets a decent candidate. And we'll spend massive amounts of money against him. Largely that's where Dave and Dick Kopel and John Caldera are taking their cues. It's directly from Joe Salazar. Even the NRA is not doing that.
Dudley, and I'm out of time. I'm going to let you have, I'm actually over. I got to take a break. But one thing I will say about John Caldera is he is no man's puppet. John Caldera is as independent a thinker as I've ever met in my entire life. Sometimes he and I disagree on things, but I never question where he's, quote, taking his lead. So you don't want to make this personal, and yet you keep making personal attacks. I just want to point that out.
Because frankly, we were ambushed in a dark alley by Joe Salazar, John Caldera, and Dave Kopel. And our response to to an ambush of the innocent is largely a fight. And so we're going to expose what they've done in the past. And honestly, if they get upset with that, we don't really care. From our perspective, this is a principled strategy. Yesterday morning, if you followed what happened in the House, we forced a recorded vote on the entire House floor on the full mag ban repeal, Senate Bill 175. Kim Ransom and Justin Everett and a number of others forced the recorded vote, and they had the chance. The Democrats had the chance to break ranks and vote with us, and they didn't, of course. And five Republicans voted wrong, and all five of those Republicans are suspect and in danger in the next primary.
Well, Dudley, I'm sorry, I have to take a break. I appreciate your phone call. I just think in this situation, you're talking a little bit out of the both sides of your mouth, and you're justifying it by they hit us first. And I just spent an hour talking about the Jefferson County Teachers or Education Association, and in a lot of ways, you're doing the same thing they're doing. And that is, instead of arguing the issues.
We're going to fight when somebody drops the gloves at center ice.
I understand it, and I appreciate the phone call. I now have an opinion about Rocky Mountain gun owners. We'll take some more phone calls. Nathan wants to weigh in on bully tactics after this on Talk Radio 630 KHAL.